A handful of healthy soil contains more living organisms than there are people on Earth. Think about that for a moment. Billions of bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and nematodes working in concert beneath your feet, creating the foundation for all terrestrial life. Yet industrial agriculture treats this vibrant community as inert dirt, something to be sterilized, tilled, and dosed with chemicals. Permaculture asks a different question. What if we stopped fighting nature and started learning from it? The philosophy rests on three elegant ethics that sound almost too simple until you sit with them. EarthCare recognizes that soil isn't just substrate, but a living web we must actively nurture. PeopleCare begins with self-responsibility. You can't pour from an empty cup before extending outward to family and community. FairShare challenges us to create genuine abundance through thoughtful design, then willingly distribute surplus rather than hoarding resources. These aren't abstract ideals, but practical guides for every garden decision, from where you place a compost bin to which seeds you save and share. Walk through any forest and you'll witness nature's design genius. Trees grow in communities where each species plays a role. The canopy captures sunlight while sheltering shade lovers below, nitrogen-fixing plants enrich soil for neighbors, and fallen leaves become next year's fertility. Nothing is wasted. Every element serves multiple functions. Permaculture simply asks us to observe these patterns and apply them to food production. Consider the three sisters that indigenous peoples perfected centuries ago, corn, beans, and squash, growing in perfect symbiosis. Corn stalks become living trellises for climbing beans, which convert atmospheric nitrogen into soil nutrients. Broad squash leaves shade the ground, suppressing weeds and retaining moisture. This ancient polyculture produces nearly twice the yield of monoculture plantings while requiring less water, no fertilizer, and minimal weeding. Modern permaculture extends this thinking into guilds, supportive plant communities organized around central trees. An apple tree might be surrounded by comfrey mining minerals from deep soil, daffodils deterring rodents, and yarrow attracting beneficial insects. The result is a self-maintaining system that grows more resilient over time. Before planting, permaculture demands seasonal observation, mapping sun angles, wind patterns, water flow, and frost pockets. Where does morning sun linger? Which areas stay soggy? Where do winds hit hardest? These observations prevent costly mistakes and inform every decision. The zones concept organizes layout by interaction frequency. Zone 1, outside your door, holds daily harvest herbs and greens. Zone 2 contains vegetable beds needing regular attention. Zone 3 accommodates fruit trees requiring occasional care. Zone 4 might be a semi-wild food forest visited weekly. Zone 5 remains wild, managed for wildlife. This zoning minimizes wasted energy. You won't trek across your property for basil. Water management transforms drainage problems into resources through swales, level-bottom ditches dug on contour that slow, spread, and sink water into soil. In drought-prone regions, these earthworks determine success or failure. Some practitioners bury organic matter beneath swales, creating hugel culture mounds that act like giant sponges, holding moisture while sequestering carbon. The landscape becomes water storage. Industrial agriculture has destroyed roughly 75% of North America's topsoil since European-style plowing began. Reversing this requires mimicking natural processes, where organic matter transforms into humus, the stable, carbon-rich substance that gives healthy soil its dark color and fertility. Composting accelerates this cycle by creating optimal conditions for decomposition. Mix equal parts green material, nitrogen-rich kitchen scraps, grass clippings, and brown material, carbon-rich leaves, straw, maintaining moisture like a wrung-out sponge. The pile heats to 130 to 150F, killing weed seeds while beneficial organisms create black gold. Redworms perform similar magic in bins, converting scraps into nutrient-dense castings. Sheet mulching creates instant garden beds by layering cardboard over grass, adding compost and manure, then capping with mulch. Plant immediately by cutting through the paper while materials decompose beneath, feeding soil life and building fertility. This no-till approach preserves soil structure and fungal networks. A 4 to 6 inch mulch layer mimics the forest floor, suppressing weeds and preventing erosion while darkening and enlivening the soil beneath. Food forests mimic natural ecosystems by stacking productive plants vertically. Tall trees, walnut, chestnut, apple, pear, form the canopy, while semi-dwarf fruit trees and nitrogen-fixing species occupy the middle layer. Shrubs, blueberries, currants, elderberries, fill the next tier, with herbs, perennial vegetables, and ground covers completing the system. This layered approach maximizes productivity dramatically. A 1,000-square-foot area might yield 100-plus pounds of nuts, 200 pounds of fruit, 50 pounds of berries, continuous herbs and vegetables, plus 20 pounds of mushrooms from shaded logs. Unlike annual gardens requiring yearly replanting, these perennial systems become more productive as plants mature. Perennial vegetables epitomize this efficiency. Asparagus emerges each spring for decades from a single planting. Tree collards grow 12 feet tall, providing nutrient-dense greens year-round in mild climates. Rhubarb thrives in cooler regions with tart stalks from spring through fall. These plants develop extensive root systems, accessing deep nutrients without disturbing soil, while providing continuous habitat for beneficial organisms, a garden that feeds you while feeding itself. Every seed carries genetic information refined over thousands of years, a living library of adaptation and resilience. Yet we're losing this diversity at an alarming rate. Today, just 30 plants provide 90% of the world's food, with 3/4 coming from only 4 crops: corn, rice, soy, and wheat. This genetic narrowing creates dangerous vulnerability, as the 1970 corn blight demonstrated by destroying 15% of the U.S. corn crop. Seed saving preserves biodiversity while developing varieties adapted to your specific conditions. By saving seeds from your healthiest plants, you create crops increasingly suited to your soil, climate, and pest pressures. Self-pollinators like peas and beans are easiest for beginners, while cross-pollinators like squash require more attention. A single ounce of kale seed contains 7,000 seeds, far more than one gardener needs, making sharing through seed swaps and community seed libraries natural. These grassroots organizations allow members to check out seeds for the growing season and return them later, creating networks that collectively preserve agricultural heritage. When you save and share seeds, you're participating in a tradition as old as agriculture itself, the commons of seeds that belongs to everyone and passes through our hands to future generations. The permaculture ethic of fair share builds community resilience through collaboration. Volunteer days revive the barn raising tradition. Neighbors gather to install swales, build garden beds, and plant food forests while sharing meals and knowledge. These gatherings make daunting projects manageable while forging connections between strangers. Produce swaps formalize surplus sharing. Participants exchange armloads of tomatoes for fresh herbs, honey, and seedlings, all without money. Even empty-handed arrivals feel inspired to participate. Community food forests transform public spaces into productive ecosystems. At a California Boys and Girls Club, 150 citizens converted a water-hungry lawn into a layered forest garden, reducing water usage by 80% while creating wildlife habitat. These spaces host work parties, celebrations, and workshops, demonstrating permaculture through hands-on participation. These collaborative efforts prove that abundance flows from cooperation rather than competition. By gardening this way, you participate in systems that regenerate rather than degrade, build community rather than isolation, and demonstrate how human activities can enhance the living world.